good show for y'all.
We got a damn good show today, Keith. Damn good show.
Yeah.
But for a start show, remember everybody, you can always support the twins by buying our new t-shirts. Let's go, Brandon. And we are proud members of that LGBFJB community.
Yeah, we're poking fun at the alphabet community.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah, we support y'all, but just because you are gay, that don't mean I can't joke about you. You're just like everybody else. You're not like superheroes.
You're not immune, like supposedly this vaccine is.
Use discount code Brandon. We get 20% off.
Hey, we got some new shows coming.
The entire order. Can I finish that? Thank you. That's the most important thing of the plug. Go ahead. Got some new shows coming.
Did you finish it?
Yeah, I told him. 20% off. Brandon.
We got some new shows coming.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Go to HogsTwinsTour.com. For tickets.
Yeah.
Live stand-up comedy show. I didn't even know we did that. The damn COVID messed it all up. But Ice Cube.
y'all been damned.
Let me tell him what happened. He walked away from a movie. $9 million is going to pay him because they was mandating a vaccine on him.
Nah, he didn't walk away. He was fired. Hey, Ice, you actually got fired on your day off. You wrote a movie about this, man. That's an iconic phrase. Craig, how you get fired on your day off? That happened to you.
The reason why we make that joke, I have a feeling you actually voted for this shit.
You actually voted for him. Actually voted for a man that took $9 million out of your pocket, took away your rights and freedoms to just earn a living. You voted for that.
Well, it doesn't really hurt him because he's worth over like $150 million.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so he can walk away. But everybody that voted for Joe Biden, like I'm talking to like 95% of the black community.
Yeah.
The nurses who was on the front lines.
Mm.
When this pandemic broke out, they didn't want some kind of shot or vaccine to go out there and help save lives. They did that. Now Biden comes in and mandates this vaccine, and now they're getting fired because they don't want to take this particular vaccine.
It's a funny thing. You black people, y'all need to realize what y'all voted for. You actually voted for this man because you thought Donald Trump was a racist. This man just took away, and it's going to greatly affect the black community because the majority of blacks are not vaccinated. Y'all going to be treated like second class citizens again, just like you were in the 60s, 50s, 40s.
Hey, they already do it in New York. You got your vaccine card? Well, you can't eat here. Get your black ass out of here.
They might as well say it. You vaccinated? Get out of here, boy.
Hey, I mean, I just...
Y'all voted for that.
Yeah, like...
And y'all's vote is hurting y'all more than any demographic of people in this country.
Yeah. I mean, but I do appreciate you, standing up for your freedom.
He's...
But something tells me you actually voted for this cocksucker.
He didn't stand up. He walked away. He had a job opportunity. Oh, you don't want it? Okay, you're fired. You got fired on your day off. That happened to you, man.
I mean, the one thing, like, Democrats want to make this a socialist country. And let's say once you do that, you're giving the government so much power. And once you give your government any kind of power, they're not going to give it back.
Yeah.
Like, you can't vote your way out of socialism. You got to, like, there's got to be a civil war. Like, this with these damn vaccines and these mandates, do you think they're going to let this power go that you've just allowed them to take from you, your freedoms? You think they're just going to give it back?
Yeah.
Joe Biden literally stood up in front of people, this ain't about freedom. This has everything to do about freedom.
It's all about control, and y'all voted for it, and your career is over. That vaccine mandate is not going anywhere. Y'all voted away your own careers, unless, of course, you want to take the Fauci ouchie. Your career is over.
I mean, unless it's the... Yeah, what do you...
You are not... Ice, you are an anti-vaxxer. You're anti-vax. You're a Trump supporter
just
now.
Just because you been took all these other vaccines and stuff, just because of this one that's like it's an experimental vaccine, they call you anti-vax.
Yeah.
You might as well call yourself a Trump supporter now.
Yeah.
Because that's what CNN has painted everybody who's anti-vax, Trump supporters and rednecks.
Yeah.
That's what you are. When CNN knows good and well that black people are very anti-vaccine because of the history of this country.
Yeah.
But they painted all these anti-vax, anti-COVID vaccine. Yeah. They said it's nothing but white Trump supporters.
Yeah, don't make you anti-vax because you don't want to take one vaccine in particular.
Yeah, when is these, like, yo, are you going to stand up to Hollywood?
Yo, are you going to say anything? I want you to social media, you ain't said nothing.
Yeah, you quiet as shit.
Because you know if you stand up and say about that vaccine, your career is over. Your career is over if you stand up against that vaccine. I guarantee you.
Well, he's got the money to do stuff on his own.
Yeah, on his own, but as far as Hollywood, you're done. Unless it's your movie, your budget, you're the director, you're funding everything. Unless you do that, your career is over in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And even with that said, because you anti-vaccine, you're doing this on your own because you don't want to take the vaccine, they could blackball you.
Yeah. As far as promotion of whatever you do. And
yeah.
Yeah. They pretty much treat you like a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
Even though you're probably not even...
You hate Trump. You right here in the bunch with us.
See,
you might as well go get a damn MAGA hat. Keep America great. I bet you won't put on that damn Biden Build Back America Better. I bet you won't wear that. Y'all voted for a man that took away all your rights to even earn a living in this country.
Yeah,
and y'all call us sellouts. You voted for a man that took everything away from you.
Pretty much.
Fuck, it's like talking to a brick wall, man. And that's why I came out as conservative. I want to show black people you have to think a certain way.
Yeah.
You don't have to sag your pants if you don't want to. You don't have to put a bunch of gold in your mouth and turn your hat like this. I just want to show black people you had options.
Hey, man. But you...
What's up, cuz? What's up, That's how they talk, man. You know, black people took that word, man.
Yeah, hey, that coon meter's going off, so stop.
Well, that's how they call each other.
Don't you see the coon meter over there? That shit is blinking.
Damn coon meter going off.
Damn, good show. Yeah.
Mike Lindell, true patriot. He needs our help. Here's a man who started from nothing. Built a great company, great products.
I mean, you can buy pillows, towels. You can even buy some stuff for your pets, for your dog.
I'm buying some stuff for my dog, Milo, and Ruby.
We support people that have a great product and supports our country.
Yeah.
And they support freedom of speech.
Yeah, I don't support companies that's...
Yeah.
Just that don't support this country.
Yeah, I don't support companies that don't value other people's opinions. And the left is trying to destroy this man because he has a different opinion.
Yeah.
Just because he supported the president of the United States.
So go to his website now.
Yeah.
Right? Use discount code HOGSTWINS.
Yeah.
Get a huge discount and you'll be supporting a patriot.
Yeah.
Don't forget, go to officialhogstwins.com. Go to the Fight Censorship tab, hit the links, follow us on Telegram, follow us on Rumble, and follow us on YouTube. They haven't censored us there yet.
Yeah, they're actually being fair.
Yeah.
Go to officialhogstwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese Virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again.
Yeah.